So how are you, John?
I'm great.
John, what gave you the idea to write a movie about Route 30?
Well, I'll tell you, I've never forgotten all the great stories and the good times I had back there and in that little stretch of highway between Chambersburg and Gettysburg. And when I was setting out to make another micro-budget movie, I just thought, this is the time. I have to get back there and do something there. And then it just sort of fell into place.
Now, you're showing this at film festivals around the country, including York on Friday night. Is it going to hit the big screen?
The biggest screens it'll hit are at those film festivals, I believe, and anywhere else I can exhibit the film over time. This is not the kind of movie that you'll see in a megaplex, because it's an independent film. It has a story, and it's about people. There's nothing blowing up, and there's no plot lines to follow. So,
are there any funny stories that happened during the film that you'd share with us?
Well, first of all, it was just hilarious every day on the set. But one day, this house we were shooting in, and we also were living in it, was infested by ladybugs. And millions descended on the house, and we were just, like, infested. So we were, like, running around with a vacuum cleaner. It was pretty funny. Some of the actors were a little alarmed, but we calmed them down.
How did you get Dana Delaney?
Well, I had met her through a mutual friend who's an actress, and then I had worked with Dana. I'd hired her on a Hallmark Channel TV movie a few years back. So we had an experience together on a film. And when she saw my previous little movie called Mojave Phone Booth, she said, I'm in on the next one. So I never forgot that, and I called her when I had a script ready and said, hey, here's something funny. You want to do it? That's how she came to be a part of it. She's great in the movie, by the way.
Now, what was it like growing up as a child with a mom known to everybody as Edith Bunker?
Well, it was really great. I had already been seeing her on stage ever since, you know, I was a kid when she was in the plays at the Totem Pole. So when she became a television actress, it was just sort of a natural progression for me and my sister. And then, you know, when fame hit, we were kind of prepared for it. But mom kept everybody in check with her humility and her professionalism, so it never got out of hand.
Is there anything special in the movie that people should look for?
Well, I think you're going to recognize a lot of the locations. Route 30 is and the Lincoln Highway is well represented.
For those who want to take home a piece of that movie, I understand you'll be auctioning off some props afterward?
Yeah, I'm going to bring some props, which will remain a secret right now, and a couple of commemorative photo albums with all the behind-the-scenes photos in them, and then I'll have some other goodies as well.
And now, what if somebody wants to eventually get a copy of it on DVD because of the local flavor? Will it ever be out?
Probably next year. It's very new in its life, so it needs a few months to get going in the film markets, and then we'll hopefully see it on DVD by in 2009.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get more information today, they can go to Route30Movie.com?
Correct. Great place for info, and there's a really, really funny video podcast on there. There's 30 episodes of all of us making the movie behind the scenes. Lots of fun. Check it out.
We're looking forward to seeing you Friday night.
Right on. Track me down. Make sure I know who you are.